From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A choir singing at the Basilica in Washington, D.C., where Pope Benedict XVI is meeting at this hour with 300 members of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Earlier in the day, Benedict celebrated his 81st birthday with a reception at the White House, where the pontiff was greeted by 9,000 people and military bands. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Pope told the crowd he brings a message of renewal and hope for the Catholic Church and admiration for the United States with its robust marketplace of religion.
I come as a friend, a preacher of the gospel, and one with great respect for this vast pluralistic society.
Benedict spoke of meeting the needs of the poor, of encouraging faith infused with reason, and the freedom to worship. He also called for international diplomacy to resolve conflicts in what may be a reference to the Iraq War, and a preview of his speech to the United Nations on Friday. Benedict also meets with 350 bishops at the National Shrine, where the sex abuse crisis may come up. On Tuesday, the Pope said he was deeply ashamed of the scandal. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the Public Defender's Office in Kentucky says he's not discouraged by today's U.S. Supreme Court decision upholding the state's method of lethal injection. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Rick Howlett reports.
The office of Kentucky Public Advocate Ernie Lewis represented the two death row inmates who contend the state's three-drug cocktail used for executions amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. The high court rejected that argument in a 7-2 decision. Lewis says he'll continue his call for a death penalty moratorium.
I think capital punishment is a failed social policy. We spend a lot of money on it. I don't believe it is serving anything other than retribution.
The high court ruling likely clears the way for executions that had been on hold for 8 months across the country to resume. The Reverend Pat Delahanty, head of the Kentucky Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, said the ruling was not a surprise and predicted that executions will continue. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.
There was a moment of silence on the campus of Virginia Tech University today as students, faculty members, and parents gathered for the one-year anniversary of the shooting there that claimed the lives of 32 people. The moment of silence was followed by tolling of the bells to mark the anniversary of the worst mass school shooting in U.S. history. Students gathered in small groups with some bowing their heads in reflection. Virginia Tech President Charles Steger told the crowd, "We remain deeply and profoundly saddened by the events of that tragic day." Government's main inflation gauge showed some upward momentum last month. The consumer price index rose 0.3% in March. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 256 points. This is NPR. President Bush today called for a halting of the growth of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by 2025 as part of an administration initiative on climate change. However, there were few details on how to go about doing that. The president's somewhat cautious approach in terms of a proposal on global warming also fell far short of European goals. The address by Mr. Bush at the White House Rose Garden comes as Congress prepares to consider more ambitious targets ahead of scheduled international climate change negotiations to be held in Paris. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter says a recurrence of cancer will not slow him down or prevent him from seeking a sixth term in 2010. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
Specter told reporters at the Capitol that his recently diagnosed recurrence of Hodgkin's disease is less severe than the initial case he was treated for 3 years ago. But the 78-year-old Specter, who in addition to his Senate duties has been making the rounds promoting a book about his latest life-threatening illness, said he's taking his upcoming 12 weeks of chemotherapy in stride.
I've had a lot of bumps and I've got good shock absorbers. Had a vigorous game of squash today with a guy slightly less than half my age. If you want authentication, I'll be glad to provide it for you.
Specter has also been treated for a brain tumor and undergone multiple bypass surgery. In the Senate, he's chaired the Judiciary Committee and the subcommittee that oversees the nation's biomedical research budget. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Another record for crude oil prices. The price for benchmark-grade crude oil was up $1.14 a barrel today to close at $114.93 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.